I'm John Batchelor, John Fund of the Wall Street Journal. My colleague and co-host is here with me, and we've been looking at the question of the conflict between the President of the United States and two narratives. One narrative, both developed by David Axelrod, by the way, the happily home in Chicago. One narrative is that the president is a centrist, and he is the choice between the partisans of the Hill. The second narrative is that the president is a radical who stands with the left of his party, and that's what we see in his support for Madison, Wisconsin. Now an additional question is in the United States Senate. Majority Leader Harry Reid and his 53 senators, his 53 votes, are getting the continuing resolution passed by John Boehner and the Republicans when they come back to business. And what do they do? How do they deal with the continuing resolution and this question of government shutdown? Remember, we're dealing with the 2011 budget now that is 5 months into its life. So the additional money must be procured, must be found in this continuing resolution, or the government has March 4th as a shutdown date. We're dealing with what Hollywood likes, a clock, a threat. David Drucker, who covers the United States Senate for Roll Call, joins me. David, good evening to you. Right now, Harry Reid has the $61 billion in cuts in addition to the $42 billion that are built into the template that a government freeze puts $42 billion as a cut for the president's budget of 2011. How does Harry Reid receive that $60 billion? What does he want to happen when he comes back to business?
Well, I think what he would like is to, in a perfect world, get away with going forward with spending at current levels. And that is basically spending continued into this fiscal year at 2010 levels. Harry Reid is calling that a $41 billion cut because it is $41 billion less than the president had proposed for fiscal year 2011. And I think he'd like nothing more than to stick with that and successfully paint Republicans as extremists who would rather shut down the government than compromise.
All right, but he can't get a bill out on that basis because he can't get the Republicans to support him. So he's got to give them a piece of paper to vote on, correct?
Well, he doesn't have to do anything, but you correctly note that with the Senate now divided 53-47, he can't do what he used to. And so if the Senate's going to produce a budget of any kind, it's going to take 60 votes. He's going to need Republicans. And so I think step one is, does he and Mitch McConnell, do they get together and produce some sort of Senate compromise document that would then go to conference committee with the House document?
David, there are several Democrats who are up for election in 2012. Four or five are retiring, but there's still 16, 17, 18 that are running for re-election. How does their political calculus, how does their political situation affect what they tell Harry Reid and what they say to Harry Reid that they can support?
Well, that may play into this, and we're not sure yet how, and I'll explain why. It would seem to me that the logical, rational, common sense thing to do would be for senators like Claire McCaskill, John Tester, maybe even Bill Nelson, and definitely Ben Nelson, to say, look, Mr. Leader, we need you to put together a document of real spending cuts that shows compromise with the Republicans, because we're in potentially deep trouble in 2012 if the politics don't change. But on the other hand, oftentimes when you're in the minority, what you're really angling to do is make the other side look unreasonable. Now, clearly, Democrats in the Senate are in the majority, but they're trying to use the House Republicans as the major foil here to say, look, we're trying to be reasonable. They're the ones that would rather shut down the government. And the argument might be to those members from the leadership, look, if we can paint these guys as extremists, you're going to come out looking a lot better because no matter what spending cuts you support, you're still in trouble with conservative voters at home.
Mr. Fund, let me ask you. Harry Reid, if he needs 60 votes to get a piece of paper out there to make the Republicans look extremists, how does he get those 60 votes by making accusations? It looks like a standoff in the United States Senate.
Well, in the Senate, ultimately people do want to do business. So regardless of the rhetoric, they may come together. David, do you believe that the chances of a government shutdown are any different than they were 10 days ago, better or worse? We keep hearing...
No, I kind of believe, John, that they were going to be 50-50, and they are 50-50. I know that Senators Reid and McConnell have been talking. I know that there are going to be negotiations in the Senate before we get to any negotiation with the House. I think it has to do with whether liberal Democrats are willing to throw in for some real spending cuts. It also matters how much the political game matters to Senators Reid and Schumer and the rest of the Democratic leadership. In other words, clearly they have an interest in producing a budget document because it's how they can show that they're trying to play ball. But they have been pushing for the last 2 or 3 weeks this idea that Republicans are much more interested in shutting down the government than they are with producing a reasonable budget. And the reason they've been pushing this is because that's how they want the Republicans to be seen, because if they can win that political victory, they think it'll be easier for them to win the policy victory on the budget. And I do think, although we haven't mentioned his name really, that the president is going to have a lot to say here, because the same way Mitch McConnell cut a tax deal with President Obama back in December, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw something similar happen here potentially.
So it's Mitch McConnell and Barack Obama again. Those are the two people who can talk because they're the ones who can deliver a compromise. Is that what you're saying, David?
What I'm saying is that model is definitely popular, and it's something that I could envision Democrats going along with. And look, if the president is going to cut a deal like this, they're going to go along with it. I mean, they're going to.
All right, let me do the logic here. Harry Reid needs Mitch McConnell in order to get 60 votes on any budget cutting whatsoever, to go back to John Boehner. Mitch McConnell is not going to go along with a CR from the Senate that puts John Boehner in a corner. So therefore, that's correct, right? He won't do that.
Correct.
All right. So that means if Mitch McConnell talks to Barack Obama, Harry Reid's fine with that. John Boehner's fine with that. And Mr. Fund, that goes back to your idea that Barack Obama can look like a centrist again with regard to the CR if he cuts a deal with Mitch McConnell, correct?
The model has already been used. And I believe that the president, since we're talking, look, $60 billion in a multi-trillion dollar budget.
It's a rounding error.
The left wing would swallow it just as they swallowed the extension of the tax cuts.
David Drucker for the roll call, looking at the scenarios, Plan B, Plan C. We didn't mention Chuck Schumer. He's outside of everybody's plan. But in any event, we have a formula. It worked in December with Mitch McConnell and Barack Obama. It can work again. And this time we have the much stronger position at the White House. We have Bill Daley in place, a man who is a banker and understands you make a deal, everybody gets rich. John Fund of the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Batchelor.